the name. That's the name that shakes demons. Because on that cross, when he died and gave up the ghost, and the third day when he came out, it's over. It's finished forevermore. There's no more sacrifice needed. There's nothing else that has to be done. Jesus has completed and finished the work for our redemption. By his stripes, we are healed. Hallelujah. We're healed by his stripes forevermore. Glory. Glory, glory, glory. Y'all can sit down for a minute. Before the kids are dismissed, we have another baby dedication. Isn't that awesome? Another baby dedication. Our third one this month. We love doing that. That's awesome. Brian and Shannon, come on up with Colton and whoever else will be up here with you. If you want to come up, Mike, whoever you want up here with you. If you want Randy up here, whoever wants to come up here. She said, absolutely, Randy. So come on up here. He's the picture guy. Melon get pictures. He gets pictures, Melon. What's his middle name? James. I like this kid. Colton James. What a beautiful, beautiful baby boy. Okay. If you haven't had the pleasure of knowing who this family is yet, they've been coming for a while, but if you don't know them yet, it's because you've not been coming. This is Brian and Shannon, and this is Mike and Donna. Randy and Mike are brothers. Did you know that? And they both married Donna's. Isn't that cool? Both married Donna's. So, anyway, beautiful family. We've known Shannon for a long, long time. And we're so proud they're in church and they're a part of our family. And we love them very much. And he is just precious. He's just so happy, isn't he? But, dedication is a very special thing. What Brian and Shannon are doing is they're saying this gift, Colton, is a gift from God. And we want to dedicate and surrender Colton to your hands, Lord, to watch over and to keep. That we give him to you, God, because you can do a lot more. Look, the Holy Ghost done got a hold of him. Lord, you can do more over his life than we can as parents, so he's yours, Lord. Also, Brian and Shannon, what you're doing is you're making a kind of a declaration that, you know, that you're going to teach him the things of God. You're going to raise him according to God's word and value in him. He's ready to go. I think he just started running, I think. But we are so excited to be dedicating little Colton today. The Bible says, in Proverbs 22, train a child in the way it should go. When it's older, it will not depart. So you're laying a foundation for Colton. And as Randy will tell you, our very skilled children's minister, that a child forms the majority of his moral behavior by the age of 6. So don't wait till 13 to try to break the belt out. Way too late. 6 years old. So these years for you guys are very formidable. You think they're not, he's not hearing, he is absorbing everything. He's hearing everything. So let's pray for little Colton.
It's okay, babe.
Yeah. Stretch your hands toward Colton. Let's pray for him. Father, we just anoint this child and dedicate Colton to you right now into your arms. This is a gift from you, God, to this family. We pray that this little boy will grow into a young man that will serve you, love you, and follow you. Use Colton, Lord, for your kingdom, and use him for your glory. This day, Lord, bless Brian and Shannon. Give them wisdom and direction to continue to train Colton the ways of you, Lord. Give them a foundation, Lord. Give them a passion to teach the things, the truth to his life, that he will know there is a God that loves him, that will always love him. Be in this home and bless this family. Order his steps all of his days, God. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Little Colton James. Y'all got anything you want to say? Mike, Don, anything you want to say? I know you are. Donnie, anything to say? A perfect grandbaby, she says. Thank y'all very much. Give a great big hand. Did a great thing today. All right, children, time for Sunday school. Be dismissed this time. And the church to be turned to the book of Luke chapter 4. We've only got 5 verses to read this morning, and then we're going to just let the Lord do what he needs to do this morning. As I was preparing for this week's message, I felt led to go a little different direction this morning with the message. There's a lot of pain going on around us, isn't there? A lot of tragedy, a lot of sorrow. In the last 2 days, there have been 2 young men that have died of drug overdose. And for a family that's left behind to pick up those pieces, it's hard. Melanie spoke Wednesday night from her heart very deeply about compassion and about loving others and about reaching out to those that are in need. My message this morning is I need healing. And I know who the healer is. And what I mean by healing is we become so broken sometimes that we don't know what to do. Just broken, shattered. We don't have to stay broken, and we don't have to stay shattered. There is healing in the hands of God. Jesus came to bring that healing. He talks about it in Luke 4. He is quoting Isaiah 61, and then he says, I'm the one he's talking about. I'm the one to bring healing to your life. You know, I read a study where only 39% of Americans now attend church once a month. That's a pretty sombering number. We see where folks put less and less priority on the things of God and more on the things of the world. And we wonder why there's so much pain. We wonder why there's no peace in our lives. There's no joy, there's no strength. Because we are looking and keeping our eyes on things that don't bring that into our life. Jesus came to bring healing to us. And we were surrounded by tragedy. From the little 7-year-old boy that got killed in the ATV accident, to the 2 young men that died of drug overdose, to the person killed in a car wreck and their family's lives are changed forever. Tragedy, sorrow, pain. And not only that, but within us we're fighting a battle. We're fighting a war within ourselves, are we not? We're always fighting a war within ourselves. Remember the time before when we used to be happy. We used to have joy. And it seems that the devil has come and done his best job at chipping that joy and that peace and that strength and that power out of our lives. But the Word of God does not change, and neither does our Savior. If He healed once, He'll heal again. He saved once, He saves again. He redeemed them, He can redeem us. He has not changed. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Yes, culture has changed and things have changed, but God has not changed. His power has not changed. He's still the miracle worker. He's still the pain taker awayer. He's still the resurrector. He's still all that we want Him to be. God is still all of those things. As in the song we sing, Awesome God, right? He is our protector. He is our provider. He is everything we need Him to be. And today, the Lord has led me a little different direction. I'm going to read a couple of verses out of the Amplified Version of St. Luke. Go ahead, Brandon. This is out of the Amplified Version. It won't match your King James exactly. Chapter 17, or verse 4, verse 17. There was handed to Him, talking about Jesus. He was in the synagogue on the Sabbath day. They handed Jesus the roll of the book of the prophet Isaiah. And He opened it up, Jesus, unrolled it, and found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because He has anointed me, the Anointed One, the Messiah, to preach the good news, the gospel, to the poor." Not talking about those with no money. Talking about the poor in spirit, the broken in spirit, the impoverished inside, the ones that are empty and void and destitute inside, that are seeking. We have a drug epidemic like never before because people are trying to fill the poorness of their soul with something. There are multi-thousands. I read a stat yesterday. I can't remember how many. Multi-thousands a year deaths that are related to alcohol. People filling their lives trying to fill the poorness with something. And if I can drown my sorrows away, if I can shoot my sorrows away, if I can snort my sorrows away, if I can sleep around my sorrows away, whatever those issues are, and we find ourselves just as broken, even more broken than we were before. And here's Jesus, who has came into this earth 2,000 years ago, God manifesting Himself in flesh through Christ, walking the earth. The face of God was seen upon the earth. He walked with His people. He talked with His people. He healed His people. He raised them from the dead. He healed the leper and the blind and the deaf and the crippled. There was nothing that Jesus didn't do. Everybody that came to Him, He gave them what they desired. He did not turn them away. Even the woman that came to Him and said, "Master, I'm not fit. I'm not worthy to sit at the table and eat the food, but can I have some crumbs?" My God, if we would just take a crumb this morning, if we'll just take a crumb, forget the whole ham, forget the whole smorgasbord, let's just take a crumb and see what God does with that. He said, oh my Lord, lady, are you serious? Yes. Oh, what humility, what faith, what love. Yes, You're worthy. The poor in spirit. Jesus came to minister to that brokenness. He sent me to announce release to the captives. What's He talking about? The captivity of our sin. The captivity of our darkness. I'm coming to release you from that which has got you bound. The sin that you're born with, the sin that controls you, the sin that had a death sentence in front of you. The sin that says because you were born, you now must die and be punished. He came to release us of that and say, no longer do you stand in judgment and punishment of eternal separation from Me, but I came to release you of the power of sin and condemnation and judgment and death. Just as sin came through one man, Adam, so does the righteousness of God come through one man called Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Man, that's what He came to do, to set us free from the bondage. There are some folks can never experience joy in the present because they don't know they're forgiven of the past. And they're slaves to that every single day. They look in the mirror and they see a picture of what they think they are and not the picture of what Jesus says they are. You are the righteousness now of God because of Me. He came to set them free. He came to give recovery of sight to the blind. Those that didn't see truth can now see it. Those that didn't know what truth was can now experience it. Whom the Son has set free is free indeed. It's letting people know, look, the revelation of Christ is all on the earth. It's all around us. Look around at what God has made. Look at what God has done. That feeling that you felt. Sherry was sharing with me before service. Three S's, Sherry, sharing, service. Before service about her salvation. Another S. She was talking about that. And she said that she got saved at 14 years old at a revival service up in the big populated county of Ashe County. Anybody know where Ashe County is at? She got saved at revival. Said she went to a service with a friend. She had this feeling, wasn't sure what it was. She said, I told God I'll come back tomorrow night. If I feel it again, I'll listen. She went back the next night, felt it again, went and got saved. Gave her heart to the Lord. Her eyes were opened to hear and to feel and to experience the truth that Jesus loved her and he came to save her. It's a powerful truth if we would just tell people about it. Because everybody wants to be loved. For you that say, I don't care what folks think about me. Yeah, you do. Who don't care? My grandma was the most probably senior citizen here, I guess, in a very loving, good way. It's a wonderful thing. Not calling her old. I'm calling her seasoned. She's got extra seasoning. And as extra seasoned as my grandma is, I bet she still thinks, you know, I don't want people not to like me. I want to be loved. I want to be accepted. We think that it only applies to teenagers or young adults, but we never get through life not really wanting to feel loved and appreciated and accepted. All of us need that. And for so many people, they don't feel that love and they don't feel that acceptance. So they turn to everything else to try to find that gratification. And Jesus came to bring healing. He came to bring healing. He says that he come to send forth and deliver those who are oppressed, who are downtrodden, bruised, crushed, and broken down by calamity. That's what he came to do. I think all of us can fit into one of these categories. Oppressed, downtrodden, bruised, crushed, or broken down. We may smile and everything looks all good and rosy. But man, deep inside, we are broken. And we're in need because life changes and we lose folks suddenly sometimes. We lose things in our lives sometimes that we once had and now they're gone. And that mounts up and it mounts up and it mounts up. Jesus came to heal us of this. Look what he says in verse 19. I came to proclaim the accepted and acceptable year of the Lord, the day when salvation and the free favors of God profusely abound. Man, he's saying, the prophet was prophesying the Messiah, which is Jesus now talking, that salvation was now available. Isn't it exciting when you go to a restaurant and give you one of them buzzers, you gotta wait to give you the buzzer, right? Got a little light and it vibrates. And you're sitting there waiting and you're... Don't you get excited? That's us, baby. Well, come on. You're about to break your neck trying to get the table so they don't skip over you because you've been waiting an hour, right? I'm here! Coming! You're going through the crowd, you know. You're so excited your buzzer went off. Oh, man. Your table's available. Salvation is available. The buzzer today is going off. I'm here. I'm in the midst. And I'm ready to do in your life what you need me to do. Hallelujah. Right now. Not later. Not tomorrow. You ain't got to get ready. You ain't got to get prepared. Just come to me, as Jesus says. Come as you are. Come all you that are heavy laden and burdened. I'll give you rest. For my yoke is easy. Hallelujah. The yoke you're carrying is not easy. The yoke we carry in the world is hard. The pain we carry. The suffering we carry. We know we're experiencing this. We get overwhelmed with life sometimes. We get overwhelmed with problems. Overwhelmed to the point where, like, God, I can't even go on no more and I'm tired. We want to find some rest today, I hope, church, because God has directed me a little different this morning with the service. So let's move on so we can go into it. Verse 20, he rolled up the book. He gave it back to the attendant. He sat down after he read it. And all the eyes of the synagogue were gazing attentively at him. I can imagine, can't you, Gordon? And he began to speak to them. And he said, now after he read, this is Jesus. Think about it. Let's just use me as an example for a visual, right? Remember, I'm always God, right? So here I am, I'm Jesus. And I'm reading what I just read you, Isaiah 61. And I close the book, and I look at y'all this morning, and I say, today, this scripture has been fulfilled while you are present and hearing. I'm the one the prophet is talking about. I'm the one Isaiah was speaking about. The 600 years you've been waiting has arrived. The 6 centuries you've been waiting are now here. Just as he said it would happen, it has happened. That has now become this. That yesterday is now today. And that salvation you've longed for, you've waited on your Messiah. I am here. I am he. I am that. And I am here now and ready to fulfill all you have spoken before. I am Jesus the Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed One, your King forevermore. The seed of David, the rose of Sharon, the sweet lily of the valley. I am he that was, is, and always will be. I am God and there is no other. That's who he's talking about, himself. And he came in that moment in the synagogue standing there. And as you can imagine, jaws begin to drop and minds begin to wander like they should. Because if I said that this morning, y'all would be too. Not realizing that this truth they had been waiting on had now been realized. And all the years of captivity and suffering and anguish and going through all the rituals of atonements and offerings and sacrifices, but yet knowing something still wasn't quite right. It just wasn't quite right. It's kind of like if you take a shower and you rinse off, but you don't use soap or shampoo, you just kind of rinse off. Well, you rinsed off, but you didn't really get clean. You just rinsed off. That's kind of how it was in the law. I got rinsed off, but I don't really feel clean because they weren't clean, because sin still stood in the way and judgment still was there. But once Jesus came and once he died and once he rose, him that became sin, who knew no sin, became sin that we might become the righteousness of God through Christ Jesus. So we're free. We're free to walk in our healing this morning. The healing and the burdens that have so staunched our lives, we don't have to suffer that anymore. Yes, there's trials or tribulations. There's going to be bad days. But when we know that we have been set free from the prison of our past and our shame, we realize that we're not on this journey alone, but whatever we're suffering, whatever sorrow we're going through, Jesus is there. And he's not some yesterday God. He's now. This happened 2,000 years ago, but man, he's alive and well. That upper room experience made that pretty clear when those 120 were waiting and this mighty rushing wind came in and filled them, and the same Peter that denied Christ 3 times, the same coward that hid behind the columns and hid behind other people when they said, are you one of them Jesus followers? Not me. That's my cousin. That's Mike. That ain't me. That's the guy with the mustache. That ain't me. Come on, man. 3 times Peter denied knowing Jesus. But when that upper room experience happened, who was the first one out the door? I am Peter. And this is the gospel. Man, the same little coward that denied Christ 3 times was the first one he used to relay the first gospel message with boldness and with power. 5,000 responded, or 3,000 responded, and heard the gospel and received it. There's something, and that same power has not forsaken the earth. He's still the same God. I saw the video you posted. It was really neat about the doctor with the healing. Awesome. God still does those things. Man, God can still cause the cripple to walk. Do you realize that? He can still open the blinded eyes. He can still even raise the dead. God's not changed. His power has not changed. But we as a church culture, we want to pack it in and say, okay, here's the format. We do this for 15 minutes. We do this for 20 minutes. And then we go home. And I understand time. I'm very respectful of your time. I always have been. I'm mindful of that. But not at the expense of missing out on what God wants to do. If we would say, Lord, I need a healing, and I want it your way, not my way. Bring it, God, your way. Because I picture how I want my healing, but Lord, if it's a different way, that's okay. God doesn't move in the ways we normally think about. He moves in mysterious ways, right, the Bible says. And he does move in mysterious ways. That's the last verse, right? Jesus is here. His presence is here to bring healing. What I want to do this morning is I want to pray for all of you that are broken this morning, that need healing in your lives. That you need healing emotionally, spiritually, physically, mentally. There's just, you need healing of some sort in your life. You're overwhelmed. You're burdened. You're discouraged. You've lost your peace. You've lost your joy. You've lost your strength. And you say, Lord, I want you to heal me today. I want to walk out of here whole again and complete again. Think back to the night, the morning, the moment you got saved, or a moment at the altar where God touched you, or he refreshed you. Moments you got baptized, a spiritual moment where you know God's presence moved on your life. How good that felt. To know, God, you've lifted my burden this morning. You've lifted it off of me. Because the devil's all about putting weight on us to weigh us down. But God's about taking the weight off and lifting it up. That's who we serve, a God that removes our burdens, removes our transgressions, removes our sins. We can't fight these battles alone. We must have the power of the Lord. Even where Melanie works is a very spiritual place, a very Christian-connected workplace. And they tell the patients that come in there, look, you've got to have a spiritual aspect to this recovery. You've got to have a spiritual part to this recovery. It's not just about beating it in the flesh. You've got to have the power of the Holy Spirit inside helping you fight and helping you fight. I'm going to a funeral today at 2 o'clock in Wilkesboro where my former pastor, the pastor I grew up with, my pastor, his grandson, 24 years old, died of a drug overdose. 24-year-old young man, and they're burying him today. Could not find the healing that he needed. How many broken people are walking around us that are praying, somebody just talk to me, somebody just love me, somebody just help me, somebody give me some hope. We're great about throwing stones, we're great about the judgment, we're great about saying, why don't they just do this and they just do this. And once again, all of us have something that's hard for us to let go of. Some are serious issues that are life-threatening, some are maybe not life-threatening, but there are issues in our lives. Jesus wants to bring healing today. And what I want to offer this morning before we leave is, if you need a healing in your life today, we read here in Scripture where Jesus is the one that came to do these things. And he's still here, and he's still healing, and he's still alive, and he's still well. He's still all-powerful. None of that has changed. You know, it's so amazing how the church has gotten away from God can really do anything. Because it doesn't fit the narrative of the current church culture. because it's not hip to talk about the blood. It's not hip to talk about the Holy Ghost. It's not hip to talk about laying on of hands. But all of these things are scripture and they've not changed. And I'm going to tell you, people are desperate for truth and for deliverance. They're desperate. And they're seeking all kinds of help, and many times it's all in the wrong places. I want to ask you this morning, if you want to be prayed for healing in your life, I want you to walk up here, and I will pray for every person that wants to come up here. I'm going to lay hands and pray with you in agreement that God brings healing into your life this morning. Whatever burdens you're carrying, whatever pain you're carrying, whatever sorrow you're carrying, you may be overcome with grief, oppression, fear, shame, guilt, discouragement, whatever you're overcome with, and you say, I need to be healed. I'm tired of carrying it. I don't want to keep being this way. I need peace. I need relief. I need the burden to be lifted off. I want to pray for you this morning. So I want to open it up right now. If you want to come to be prayed for, that's what I want to do this morning. Pray for healing. Pray for healing.
Thank you. of Jesus. Let all the pain be gone. Let it be forgotten and restore newness of life in the name of Jesus. Yes.
Thank you.
know the challenges, God. They know the challenges. And Lord, give them that strength in the name of Jesus. Healing for this, not just this couple, but for their whole family. Their whole family, God. Let this healing extend to the ones they love, to their children, their seed.
Worship the King, church.
Magnify.
Yes.
His name.
you, Jesus.
Worship the King. Worship the King. We are in His presence to magnify His name. When we seek His face, glory reveals His place as we
God is still moving in the earth, church. He is still alive and He's well. If we will allow Him to move in us, we will see things in our lives change. We will see a difference. We will see breakthrough. We will see healing. We will see deliverance as we surrender to the mighty hand of God, as we shut out the world and the noise and the junk and say, God, I only want to hear Your voice. We will hear God speak to our lives. We love You, Lord, and we thank You and we praise You for being in this place today and for bringing healing to the body and to Your people. We honor You and praise You and worship You. In the name of Jesus, You get all glory and all praise. Hallelujah. Give them a hand of worship. God, we love You.